Cosplotters. Welcome to Cosplot, the podcast for all things cosplay, episode 236.
That Woo-hoo! Was so out of order. Yay. I'm Valerie.
I have to change things up every so often.
That one's Amber.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the summer heck that is Texas.
We've only had one day that was over 100. It's still keeping in the mid-90s, which is nice for us this time of year. It's kind of shocking.
I do feel really bad for those in the Northwest United States and
guys,
in the Southeast United States right now, because it's actually hotter up there than it is here. And also in parts of Canada and British Columbia as well. It's toastingly hot. Like, as in you can make toast on the sidewalk. Literally, burnt toast.
Fry some eggs, make some cookies.
Ugh. It's always food.
It's always food, because, you know, it's enjoyable. Everybody has to eat.
And I say this because I have been hiding inside my walls from the evil day star that is the sun. And my parents actually made fun of me the other day, because we went to go visit a neighbor's house. And I told my mother that this was the longest I had been outside since pandemic began. And she started making fun of me. It's like, nope. I hide from the evil day star inside my four walls at all times. I am fair complected is probably generous.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't have skin cancer. So that's a good thing. I'm staying inside. And I get to work on crafts, which I have been doing madly. Switching between things constantly. My apartment is a mess, and I would be embarrassed if anybody walked into it right now, because I have beading here, I have sewing needles here, I have, you know, more beads over here, I have polyurethane stain sitting on the side. I have all these projects just laid out around me.
Sounds like we're time for cosplay updates. So, hey, what are you working on, Amber?
So, actually, aside from most of those projects, which I did clear off my desk so that I had a little bit of free space, I am still working on the gift that I have to give somebody. But I filmed a tutorial for you guys that you guys will actually see in this episode for making lanyards. And you see I have it pinned mostly because it's just too darn hot to iron it flat, which I will hopefully do tomorrow morning when it's a little bit cooler and I don't have to work. So I will iron this flat and I will finish it. I love the color. It's this nice turquoise. It's
That's
very
really pretty.
Brilliant turquoise. And it's standard Kona cotton, so it should be nice and comfy. I don't have to worry about it staining. I don't think it goes with any of my cosplay, but that's fine. I just plan to use it as kind of a walking around in casual clothes lanyard. And of course, because I am Amber, I went and pulled one of my elven templates so that I can embroider this stuff up and make it look nice. And I have some leftover adhesive pearls that I will use on it too. Blingy, blingy. Sadly, I don't have any rhinestones. I am out of those. Otherwise, I would add rhinestones too.
Of course.
I wanted, because I couldn't find any good nerdy fabric at Joann's, and I did actually go to Joann's looking for nerdy fabric. And the thing is when you make a lanyard like this, they're only about an inch wide. A little bit less than an inch wide. So if you want to choose a good fabric where you can see the pattern, you have to choose a fabric that has a small pattern, like Pokeballs or something. Well, unfortunately, they're out of all of the fabric that is nerdy that has small patterns on it. All of them had large, like, quilt block size patterns on it.
Right.
Which isn't very handy for a lanyard because you can't really see what it's supposed to be. All you see are just kind of Mondrian-style color blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose plain cotton. It's like, I kind of want to make it look nice for a convention.
Right. Dress it up a little bit to something that would
just a
accommodate.
Little. It doesn't have to be, you know, Victorian level elegance. It doesn't have to be Lolita.
You can if you want to.
Well, sure. I'm not saying anybody can't do this if they want to. By all means, please do, you know, bling it up. Just for me, especially because this will be for casual wear and not with a cosplay, I just want to add a little bit of elegance, understated, and that's it. So At some point, I will probably order fabric from Spoonflower and see if I can get some small pattern nerdy fabric made.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that Joann's just doesn't carry it.
Yeah, and Allie mentioned this, well, Talon mentioned this in chat, like there is really not much small pattern out there to begin with, so your best bet is probably have to do a custom through something like Spoonflower or Fabric on Demand.
I was even trying to find one where if you cut it on the bias, you could make it have a small pattern if you were just trying to like section it out.
Sure.
Nope.
It doesn't work
Because they
that
do have
way.
Pokeball fabric.
Yeah.
The Pokeballs are just a little bit too big though, and they were also offset. They weren't in a straight line.
It's really tricky.
Yeah, there was no way I could finagle my, dressmaker's ruler unless I was going to cut like a squiggly S through it, which would have been really awkward to try and sew for one, but also to turn inside out with a tube.
Yeah.
It's hard enough to turn a standard rectangle inside out when it's less than an inch thick. Use the safety pin method, which
Which
is
I
probably the
hate.
easiest way to do it for that size of fabric.
That's why I have the wonderful tool that is called that purple thing. It's so easy to just kind of twist, tuck, pull without having to use a safety pin and less holes in your fabric. And it's so much
I only had
easier.
one hole.
So much easier.
And actually, the part with the hole is going to get cut off because the I chose really long fabric strips just in case I messed up. So I'm going to cut the end of it off anyway.
I still
I
hate doing
have a parachute buckle
that.
that I need to put on it.
Let's see. Safety pins and I do not get along whatsoever. Despite
Are
the
they not
number,
safe for you?
no,
Are they unsafety
they are
pins?
not safe for me. I always stab myself in some form or fashion, no matter how much I try to be careful. Cannot stand them. I hate safety pins.
Safety pins and I are okay. Standard sewing pins and I are not in a good relationship.
I only keep a pack of them so I can have them on hand for emergencies, and those emergencies are for everybody else.
That's fair. That's what I've been working on for the last week or two when not working.
Well, okay, then I guess it's time for me and this behemoth. That is the pattern of scales that keeps going on forever. Oh my God.
I
So
have to say, it looks so cool.
it is really stinking cool. I've got the sleeves done for now. There's still the shoulder part that I have to do, but that requires attaching everything and then layering them on separately. So that means it's going to be a lot of fun in hand sewing. But yeah, this is the sleeve as it is, and it's pretty darn stinking cool. I'm going to make it just a teeny little bit tighter. Don't want to make it too tight because the whole point is to wear a shirt underneath this, obviously. But yeah, it's been
As someone who loves scale mail,
it's so
just
cool.
it has a look of scale mail without the weight.
And I keep doing this to it. I just love petting it. It just feels so cool.
You realize you're going to get people at cons that want to do that, right?
Yeah, I totally understand. It's fine. So it's more than one layer. If you guys can probably see, there's actually some black in between it, and it's meant to be for shading, because if a busy pattern like this, if it's the same on top of each other, it's really difficult to kind of distinguish the scales from each other. So the suggestion for the pattern was to use mesh underneath each set of scales, and I was like, that's great, let's go ahead and do that. So whatever I have on here, you got to multiply it by two. I know I've used at least 68 rows of scales so far, so 68 times 2 per sleeve. I have so many more that I need to cut out. I thought 20 of each would be a good way to start, and I was like, oh
It is
no.
to start.
I vastly underestimated how much I need to cut out, so I'm going to be spending my weekend cutting out even more to finish off the rest of the jacket. I will probably use up the entire yard of spandex that I purchased just for this
Yes, you will.
project.
Yes, you will.
But yes, I'm
As
very
someone who has
happy.
done snail mail, you will use all of it.
So this thing is definitely coming together. It looks a little funky right now because it's in strange pieces, but just the arms are done, and I have a little bit ways to go. I'm really glad I have my new dress form because it's going to make this so much easier, and I don't have to worry about weird, flimsy, floppy flailing with my old dress form. And it just looks so cool. I'm really happy with it. So yeah, there you go. I can't wait to give a full review on the pattern itself once I'm done, because I wanted to leave a really nice review over it, but I was like, wait, I haven't really made the thing yet, and I want to make sure I give full, thoughtful feedback on it. So once this is done, then I'll leave a full pattern review. But so far, I've been pretty happy with it. I'm going to make one slight modification to it. They suggested that you use the fold over bias tape that stretch on it at the end of the project. I think I'm going to do that now before I attach all the scales onto it, except for the top of the collar, only because for me to attach it to the bottom, I have to pin and move all the scales because the scales do dangle off at the bottom. And I was like, ooh, do I really want to put like 5,000 pins in this thing? Or I can just go ahead and seam it now, take care of
It
that,
now.
and then go through. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do that instead.
Is it lined?
No, I decided not to do lining on this one. I can if I want to later. Everything is done with a serge stitch. Whoop-a-doo. So it's nice and sturdy. No problems there. I just got to clean up the edges just a smidge. Nothing too terrible. But the nice thing is with the way this pattern is set up, if I decide later on if I do want to line it, because it's going to have so many seam lines from this, I can do so with ease.
I say that because if it has a lining, then you can actually sandwich the
Yes.
bias tape between them
Between them.
and then not have to worry about overlapping scales or anything like that. That's usually if I have to do edging along the bottom of something, I'll
Right.
sandwich it if it's lined.
Yeah, that's usually how I do it. If I don't do it as a pillow stitch, I make sure to sandwich everything. But because I'm like, I don't really want to do lining with this sucker, it's fine as it is. And it's actually holding its strength pretty darn well considering the weight that I've just added. So yeah, there we go. There's the project I've been working on, and not cosplay because reasons. I'll make that a closet cosplay or
Still kind
something.
of cosplay.
It's convention oriented. It's not something I would normally wear out in public because I don't know where I would wear that to. It's not going to keep me warm, that's for sure. Maybe once I get all the scales on top of it, maybe that'll change.
That reminds me that when I was in Joann's, they sell foam scales
Yeah, they do.
in strips now. And they're maybe 8 inches long, I think. 6 to 8 inches long, and they have large and small scales. But I think the pack only has 4 to 6 strips,
That's
so it
what.
wouldn't cover even the arm, one of the
No.
arms on your bolero.
It's such a tiny amount of strips. Because I was thinking about buying some for our cosplay contest last year. I was like, oh, here are all these foam scales. And I was like, you're not even getting a pack of
You don't get very
four,
many.
and you're spending that much on it? Ah, fudge. It's a
Yeah, if
cool idea. It's
anybody
great for
has
convenience.
what is it? Cricut. If anybody has the Cricut that will handle foam,
Yeah, the
it'll
Cricut
just eat
Maker.
that stuff up. So much cheaper just to buy your own foam sheets at that point and just let it.
Let it do its
You can
thing.
get the same number of strips that you get in a package out of one sheet of foam, which is 99 cents. The package, I promise you, is not 99 cents.
No, not by a long shot. And I'm sure it's gone up since I checked last year.
I think it was $8.99
Yep.
when I checked.
It was $7.99.
Yeah. And that's without coupon, of course.
Woo.
And I want to say it was 2 mil foam. So it was the real thin
The
stuff.
thin, super thin stuff.
Yeah.
You're paying for the convenience of it already being done for you. That's why it costs so much.
As with cosplay, all things can either be cheap, fast, quality.
You have the
And
triangle.
actually, technically for me, it's a square because I add availability to that. If the
Availability.
material isn't available to you, if it's going to take a month to get to you, then it
There we
won't
go.
really matter if it's cheap, quality, any of that. There you go. Yeah,
Given
for me,
the
it's a square.
state of the economy right now, availability is a big thing. So,
So
yeah.
it's cheap.
Oh, yeah, because prices are going. By the way, guys, FYI, fabric prices are going up again because
I
supply,
noticed.
demand, resources. A lot of my favorite vendors that are independent have been saying we're raising prices pretty soon, guys. Sorry.
And it takes longer to get here. Because a lot of the supply is coming from overseas, and there just aren't the personnel to man the ships and unload the ships because someone has to pull all the boxes off. So I know how to sew my own fabric. I don't yet know how to make my own fabric unless I crochet it.
I've done it once.
Right now, I think we're kind of stuck.
I've done it once. I don't recommend it.
And that, you know, crocheted fabric that I made is not exactly the most cooling of fabrics. It's only good for winter time.
No, it really is only good for that one time a year.
All right. Shall we get into today's topic?
Yeah, let's move to today's topic.
Awesome. Well, as I mentioned earlier for you guys, I went ahead and filmed a tutorial on how to make not one, but two different types of lanyards for your use at conventions. So hopefully it will help you guys out, and I hope you enjoy.
We have a different kind of tutorial for you guys today. This is a little bit off the beaten path of cosplay, but it's definitely something that cosplayers will want to use anywhere that they go with conventions and group gatherings of other cosplayers, and that is lanyards. Now, there are two different ways that you can make lanyards, and generally what you'll want to choose is either a nerdy fabric, which will have patterns on it, which unfortunately I don't have here. And the reason for that is because whenever you choose patterns for lanyards, lanyards are generally only about an inch wide, which is about that wide right there, or you can see how long that is on just the tip of my finger. And so you'll want to choose a fabric that has a very small pattern to it. If you have a large pattern, you won't really be able to tell what it is that's on the lanyard. But you can also use plain fabric, which I do have here, and you can use different colors of fabric to coordinate with different costumes if you want to make, for example, interchangeable lanyards. You'll obviously need the fabric that you want to make your lanyard with, and all the different colors or nerdy fabric patterns that you want to make that with. And you'll want two other things. One is called a swivel hook, and that's this thing right here. You can actually find this on the purse making aisles of your favorite hobby and craft store. These can also be found sometimes in beading supply areas of retailers and craft stores. And it has a little swiveling hook that's on the end of it. And where you attach it here, the loop, which you can see here, is completely closed. There's no way I can actually slip this onto a cord. The second thing that you need is some sort of clasp or closure. And this is just a standard parachute buckle. And you can use this to close your lanyard, because obviously you need something to secure it around your neck safely. So the simplest way of making a lanyard is to take simply either a strip of fabric, or even if you have some cord, like this. Take a long strip of it like so. Fold it in half, like this. So you've basically got a loop. You can see my finger going through the loop. You've got a loop of fabric that's there. You'll take your swivel hook and you'll thread it onto that cord or piece of fabric. And of course you can make your own bias tape if you wish to in any custom color or nerdy fabric that you like. And so I'm gonna pull that all the way down to the bottom of the loop like that. All right. So once you've got that done, you can do one of a couple of things. And the idea behind this is you want to keep the swivel hook from moving around on the lanyard and possibly even coming off. So what you want to do is secure about right here, which is about maybe an inch and a half above your swivel hook. And you can either just do a line of stitching that goes right across there all the way through all of your layers so that it secures it. Or you can get something that's called a cord stop. You can also use crimp beads if you're a beader and know what those are, if you can find one large enough. And what you would do is you would slide it onto the cords here, slide it on until right about here, and then you would crimp it or secure the stop so that your swivel hook can't come off. And that way you can hang your badges securely from it. And then the last step to making the simplest of the lanyards, you've got your swivel hook, you've got it secured right here, about an inch from the swivel hook. Of course, you've got your unsecured ends of the lanyard. What you would do with these, and my little parachute buckle here, you thread it through You can see here, I'm pushing it through, like so. And when you do this, you want the tail end, the little excess here, to be on the inside, the side that's against your neck, so that people don't see it, like that. And then you would stitch, or Belle's not going to forgive me for saying this, you could glue it. I do not advise that, but you can. But you basically secure that little tail end so that your parachute buckle does not come off. And you do that to both sides. So I will thread through the other end of the parachute buckle like so. Like that. And then you would have your secure lanyard, just like that. So now you have the simplest of the lanyards. And this is what you attach your badge to, like that. Let me show you the next type of lanyard you can make using mitering techniques. So the first thing that I've done, I'm just using plain Kona cotton for now. And of course, me being Amber, I will probably embroider this with all sorts of elven designs later and use this at actual conventions, is I have basically taken a ruler here. This is 1.5 inches, and I've just simply cut 2 long strips. You do need to have 2 separate strips for this because they will be mitered together. You can't use 1 long strip on the fold like I did with the bias tape earlier. 2 separate strips. So what you'll do with these first is you will fold them in half, what they call hot dog style, like this, and then pin them together. You want the right sides of the fabric, or the side that you want to show out, on the inside of the fold where you can't see it. So this would be the wrong side here facing me. And so you'll pin all the way down, and then what you'll do is a simple running stitch that goes all the way across the top, or in this case the 2 edges, because you want to stitch this into a nice long tube. I've gone ahead and stitched these tubes down into place. What we want to do for this particular type of lanyard is we want to go ahead and miter the 2 together, which just means to attach them at an angle. And it doesn't always have to be a right angle. Chances are good your lanyard is probably not going to sit around your neck like this. It's probably going to sit at a sharper angle, something more like this, so that it will fit closer to the neck. And of course, when you make your own lanyard, you can choose the angle that works best for you. Maybe you do want a more open angle like this, and that's perfectly fine. You get to choose at what angle you want your lanyard set, and you'll also want to choose how long you want it to be. You'll see that my 2 strips are actually quite long. They're longer than they really need to be. You can always, when you insert the ends into your attachment, if you choose not to stitch those free ends down once you've slid this onto the parachute buckle, you can actually make it adjustable. If I thread this through here, you'll have the free end that's out. You can get something called snap tape, which is literally just a strip of fabric, just like this, just like bias tape, and it has a row of snaps on it that are put in at very consistent intervals. They're usually about 1/2 inch to 1 inch apart. And then you can put 1 single snap here on the inside, and then have the snap tape running here so that you can basically adjust it almost like a belt. And that way you can have an adjustable lanyard if you need it, so that you can use it with multiple cosplays. But for this particular tutorial, I'm just going to go ahead and do a fixed length lanyard for right now. You'll want the wrong side up. Wrong side up on one of your strips. I'm using this as the wrong side because the pins are facing the wrong direction. That's how you know this is wrong side up. And the reason this is wrong side up is I'm going to be marking on it. Ideally, you'll want to mark with tailor's chalk. Now, I have a pen for this purpose. Val, don't yell at me. You're going to choose the angle at which you want your lanyard to sit. You can have a wide angle if you want it, or you can have something that's more narrow like this. And I prefer mine to be a little bit more narrow. It doesn't matter which end of this strip is wrong side or right side up, mostly because you're just going to be using it for marking purposes. You're not actually going to be doing anything with this. The marking will be done on this strip right here. That's why this is wrong side up. So I'm going to go ahead and choose my angle, and you'll see that the strips here that I have are crossing at the top. So what I'm going to do, these edges right here on this strip right here, I'm going to trace where these edges sit on the wrong side of this strip. like so. You can see the marking lines that I've got on the piece of fabric. Second thing I'm going to do with this, I'm going to draw a line from the two points in what would normally be a square, but at this point it's kind of more of a rhomboidal shape. From this point to this point, I'm going to draw one line using the ruler that connects those two points. This point right here is going to be the inside of the V when I stitch that line. Basically, the line I'm about to draw is going to be my stitching line. I've got my nice line. This is the most important line. These other two are guidelines. This center line is actually the most important, as I will take right sides together. So this is the wrong side. This is the side I marked on. Wrong sides out, right sides together, like this. And then I would pin those together, and then you're gonna stitch that central line that you drew. I have stitched down the line that I drew in the center with white thread, but you can see here that as I open up to what would be the right sides, like this, you can see my lanyard has that nice angle, that nice tight angle that I was looking for, and it will hang flat around my neck. And then the next thing that you would want to do on the back, just like any other seam or darts, you'll want to press that seam open like this so that it is completely flat. And then what you would do is trim the ends so that you don't see them here. I would want to use fray check after I've trimmed it close to the seam, probably about an eighth inch. And then I'd want to trim the end of it at an angle just because the point is very, very sharp here, just so that you don't see it. With your swivel hook, you would take the end of one of your strips and thread it through so that the hook will actually hang in the center. Right? Right? No, that actually won't work on this particular lanyard. And the reason for that is because you can see how large the point is here. You can see that large area is not going to fit this tiny little space for the swivel hook. So this one is actually going to need a little bit of a different technique. And so what I would advise on this one is you have a couple of different choices. On the very end here, right there on the point, you can actually take a jump ring, or what they call split rings. You can see they've got a split edge. You can take a split ring and you can actually stitch it. You can whip stitch around the ring so that it will sit right in the lanyard, and then you'll attach the swivel hook here to the split ring, like that. The other thing that you can do if you don't want to use a split ring or a jump ring here is you can actually whip stitch the swivel hook itself to the back here, just like this, so that it will still hang freely. And then you'll have the back stitched down. Pretty cool, huh? So those are two different ways that you can make lanyards that will either match your cosplay or have just general nerdy fabric, nerdy patterns in general, that you can wear to conventions and show your fandom.
Hopefully that was helpful for you guys. We would love to see the nerdy lanyards that you guys end up making with these tutorials. So, of course, if you'd like to share them with us on social media, don't worry, we're not ending the episode yet. But if you would like to share those pictures with us just so that we can see what cool nerdy ideas that you guys come up with, please do share them with us. I love seeing all the different types of nerdy fabric people have, especially the custom stuff that people have made. It's so cool.
The stuff that I've been using mostly has been patterns of other people's fabrics from like video game stuff. So like the Mass Effect fabric, there's like a lot of patterns on the, on the Canary. Oh my God, my brain has died. I cannot remember the names of things. Holy fudge, take away my geek card right now. Crap. Yeah, my brain is dying. And you know what's so funny is like I'm looking at a photo right here and I'm just like, here's an art piece. Couldn't tell you the name of the character or what race it is.
Honestly, I would love to get the Dragon Con floor fabric.
Yeah.
To make a lanyard out of, because that would pretty much go with anything I would wear casually to a convention.
And everybody knows exactly what it is. It's the Dragon Con floor. Right. It will always be forever known as that.
And it's, I mean, it's not a small pattern like you might normally want with nerdy iconography, but it's distinct. Mm-hmm. People know what it is just looking at it.
Right.
So it doesn't really have to be small in that respect. The other thing that I would really like to make it out of would be Triforce fabric. Mm-hmm. That just has a line of little Triforce symbols.
Sure.
Because I really enjoy Legend of Zelda. It's my favorite video game, even over the Pokemon series. Nobody has fabric that just has little Triforce symbols, so I think that's something I'd probably have to get custom printed.
Yeah.
Like, nerdy bias tape would be freaking amazing. I would love nerdy bias tape. You have to have really small patterns.
It's just supposed to be really, really tiny, and I can assure you they don't make anything that tiny. You gotta custom that sucker.
No, they don't. That would be perfect for using to make lanyards, not to mention that bias tape is already finished with the edges, so you don't have to worry about binding it the way that I did with my lanyard. You don't have to do the whole turning the tubes inside out type of thing. You can literally just use piece of bias tape, which is actually what I did in one of my tutorials. But all bias tape is plain.
Mm-hmm.
Standard, solid, one color.
I'm going to get my geek card back. I finally remembered the name of the freaking race. Corians. The Corians from Mass Effect. They have this really cool pattern fabric that they utilize for their suits. And Tali's is probably the most infamous one. But the Corians all have some different patterns with them. And just having that as the fabric and using that as the base would be plenty. I was going to reclaim it eventually. My brain was going to turn on. It's been a very long week.
As long as it's recognizable,
mm-hmm.
I think you can do any number of combinations, even if it's just color blocks.
Yeah. You could just make it a rainbow.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I also wouldn't mind doing a Super Mario lanyard.
Yeah.
It just has little mushrooms. Yeah. Little one-up mushrooms.
Why not?
And I actually, since I have the cross-stitch pattern for those, as well as the invincibility stars,
mm-hmm.
I thought about just sewing my own lanyard.
Yeah.
And embroidering those on it with Aida cloth, and then just binding the Aida cloth.
Totally doable.
Aida cloth does not make a good lanyard, though.
No, you can't do it by itself. You actually have to have, like, layers.
You have to pack it.
You have to structure that sucker like crazy. Yeah. But that'd be kind of cool.
To make it a little stiff.
It would be kind of cool if you did it where it was like you had standard Mario and then Mario as he's jumping, then he's hitting the power box and there's the star and then there's Mario in superstar mode. Like if that was going up the lanyard.
Right. Because whenever you make these, you don't have to have the pattern go all the way around.
Mm-mm.
If you don't want to.
No, no.
If you want to, you can only just have it on the visible part, which is from the middle of your shoulders forward down to the length of however long you have the lanyard. So maybe a foot on both sides of the V. So that's certainly doable. You could do that within about a foot space.
Yeah, I have two Final Fantasy lanyards. They're professional ones, but that's basically what they are. The 14 one mm-hmm. has where all the job symbols are just sitting on the front, and then they have just this 8-bit characters of each of the major jobs in the game. It's cute, it's easy, it's fun, and it's a good way to kind of personalize your costume for something extra.
Yeah. You can also do a plain solid lanyard like I have and then put pins on it.
Mm-hmm. Because pins
are fun. And that way you don't
have
to have any designs. You can customize it with whatever pins are appropriate for your cosplay or for your geekdom, as it were, if you're in casual clothes.
Your pin trading needs.
Penny arcade, yes.
I have so many pins. I apologize in advance next time when you see me because I'll probably be wearing my giant pin lanyard and showing off all that bling.
I've seen lanyards that have a lot of pins. Like,
yes.
Not only are they all the way around,
mm-hmm.
but some of them have extensions.
Yes.
That also have pins.
That gets really uncomfortable.
It starts reminding me of the, what do they call them? Prom.
Oh, the mums?
Yes. Where it started out as a small, maybe We'll call it orange sized, the size of an orange.
I think that's generous, yeah.
And you'd have the little medallion shape with the ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe a couple trinkets in the middle with a flower.
Yeah.
That was it. Now they have necklaces that have to be pinned to your shirt along with the lariat around the neck to keep them from falling down, because there are triple mums that are about the size of your chest.
They don't even do the triple mums anymore. It's just one giant mum that takes up your entire body, and then all the ribbons drag on the floor. People go nuts about mums. It's a thing in the South that I did not know about until I hit high school, and I was like, what is this insanity? I do not get.
In fact, I used to work at a store and I had to make them for people.
Oh my God.
That was how I learned about them. And I was very surprised. And that's kind of the image I get in my head when I think about some of the lanyards that are uber decorated.
They're
with
over the
not
top.
Only pins, but just nerd gear, ribbons, and various memorabilia.
It's our version of the mums.
Pretty much. It's like nerd prom.
Yep. Those things are insane.
But some of them are very pretty.
They are. They are very pretty. They get a little over top. Whataburger made their own one year, and it was a really, really big mom.
I can totally see this. Now, if it goes with your cosplay, I could understand that.
Sure.
If that's what the character does, okay. May not want to go as over the top if it's for your cosplay.
You'd have more fabric from the mum dragging on the floor than your actual costume.
For some costumes, yes.
Yeah.
But it would be kind of cool if you had a custom lanyard that went with each of your cosplay that kind of blended in.
Right.
So that you don't have to worry about the cosplayer's photo problem, which is frantically taking it off and flinging it on the floor before the photo so that it doesn't catch. Or like flinging it around to the back so that all you have is just the lariat around the neck showing that you were wearing one, since some cons require you to have it on at all times, even during photos.
Mm-hmm.
So you just kind of have to sling it around the back so that the badge itself isn't seen, but you still have to wear it.
I color coordinate my lanyards with my costumes. I make sure to bring like 5 or 6 during the course of the weekend so they match my cosplay. So when I have to do the next swing, it's like, you can almost kind of not see it because, hey, it blends.
Right. Or if your character happens to, you know, wear a choker.
Right.
Then you can't really tell the difference.
Then you're all good. It's fine. It matches.
I've even seen some people, so that the badge isn't a lanyard, but they have a, it's not quite a wallet chain, but it's a hanger on your waist.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple of those,
true. You can just slip it to your waist instead. And those work too.
I'm always concerned about those falling off more, but it might be because of the type of costumes that I wear. They're not really conducive for that kind of clipping mechanism, but they do work.
Yes, those are easier. Women can't really do this because our clothes don't have pockets. But those are easier to tuck in pockets so that they're not visible at all. Or kind of hide it behind the facing of a jacket so that it's just not there.
My goal.
I have a couple costumes where I can do that.
My goal for every and all future costumes I make is they have to have functional pockets. I don't care what the costume is, even if it's another spandex suit, it's got to have pockets on that. That is my goal for the rest of my life, because I just need pockets at all times. I'm so sick of the non-pocket cosplays. Not for anybody else, just for me specifically, because I just need places to stuff things. And, you know, sometimes when I'm a bad guy, I don't necessarily need to carry a purse because that just looks kind of weird. I need something that fits me.
And of course, we'll be talking in future episodes on how to coordinate.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call it storage space.
There you go.
With your different costumes. Because it doesn't necessarily have to be pockets
or,
you know, a backpack or anything. There's lots of different things you can do, and we'll be covering that in the future.
Here is me showing off my book that I wish I had next to me. However, I'm still living in this tight little space. But my book, my fake cardboard book, is a fantastic storage case.
In fact, there was a fashion show this past weekend, and one of the carrying bags was a coffee cup. Nice. It was made to look like a coffee cup, but it wasn't actually a cup at all. It was made of leather, and it had a zipper on the back, and it was a bag.
Ooh, I like.
You couldn't tell that it wasn't actually a coffee cup if the zipper was facing the person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's slick.
That's nice.
That's like cosplay level disguising.
That's my kind of coffee mug.
Somehow I think a lot of cosplayers would rather it actually had
coffee.
A compartment for coffee. So that the whole thing wasn't a bag, because it was the size of a coffee cup as well. So that maybe half of it, the size of a wallet, was the bag, and then the upper part could be used to store coffee.
The most of it is coffee. The little portion is just for my ID and a couple bucks, and I'm good. Maybe some lip balm.
Your con badge.
Oh, man.
We'll have to start talking about multifunctional bags soon.
Yes.
I've known one cosplayer who had a pie as a prop.
Yep.
And it had storage space built into it. So you really can use food or drink, in this case, as storage. There are so many creative people. I love them all.
Making notes for us. Gotta always make those notes.
But speaking of creativity, if, of course, you guys would like to share your creative ideas for how you've integrated storage into your cosplay, or maybe if you'd like to show us your nerdy lanyards, please feel free to share them with us on any of our social media, which you can find here.
For all of our viewers, you know the information is located right underneath Amber. For those who are listening to us, be sure to visit us at cospod.org, on Facebook and Instagram at Cosplay Podcast, or on YouTube and Twitter at cospodcast.
Or if you feel more comfortable, you can, of course, email us, podcast@crosspod.org. Please keep it family friendly. I'm still waiting for somebody to show us a Nick Cage lanyard.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, I got to make one
with
now.
Little Nick Cages.
I got to make one now. Oh, challenge accepted.
So we'll look forward to seeing your Nick Cage lanyards for next episode. Otherwise, we will wish you guys happy cosplaying. Please stay safe, stay healthy out there, so that we can all get together at the next convention as soon as possible. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time in episode 237. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.